12:18. And there's a meeting tonight in the Lower Sackville to discuss the impact of prescription drug abuse on communities. Amy Graves of Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets is hoping that justice, health care, and social services officials will be attending this session tonight. The provincial health minister will be there. Amy Graves says it's clear, though, that many within the justice system and healthcare system and social services, for example, just aren't educated enough on the subject of prescription drug abuse. And Amy Graves joins us on the phone here this afternoon. Amy, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You haven't given up this campaign at all, have you?
No, it won't be. I don't think this issue is going to be corrected very soon. It just seems to be perpetuating, actually. So I think there will be a need for advocates against prescription drug abuse for quite a while.
Yeah, and I'm interested in hearing you elaborate somewhat on your accusation, I guess we'll call it that. Perhaps those within the justice, healthcare, education, and social services departments, you're urging them to attend this meeting tonight because you don't believe that they're educated enough on the subject. Elaborate on that for us, would you please?
I think all are not educated, but there's definitely some people in every sector who are not well versed in the changes of drug culture that have occurred in our province. For example, I attended the sentencing of Kelsey Pinch last week in Kempville. She was charged with trafficking methadone to a young lady named Katana McDonald, who died the day after the trafficking occurred, to an overdose of methadone. So she was being charged for trafficking the methadone to Katana McDonald. The judge, the defense, and the Crown did not know if methadone was an opiate. They were not sure if methadone was a lethal substance, even though it showed in this young lady's toxicology that, this was her cause of death. They still were questioning that factor. And they even were discussing amongst themselves if it was even in the criminal code in the Schedule I substances. The court clerk actually had to get out the book and look through it and find it for them and point it out to the judge in prosecution and defense.
That's outrageous. That's outrageous that they wouldn't be. These are the people that are tasked with, trying this individual, and they're not aware of these issues. I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, it's very disheartening, and I'm not bringing this issue up to pick on those individual justice officials, because I think this is actually occurring in more courtrooms and more public sectors than we realize. I also had two mothers come with me, Dale Jawada and Trin Good, who have also spoken out,
yeah.
And both of their children have passed away to opiate overdoses. And, they're not even getting it to the courtroom. Their Crown and justice people that they're speaking with say it's not in the public interest to even try these cases. So we attended out of curiosity to see, what sentence she was going to get. It was a guilty verdict, so it had actually been tried, so these cases can go through and be tried properly. And we were optimistic to hear, that the judge would say how serious this is, yada, 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 and only to find out that nobody there that day in the courtroom knew how to sentence for that crime.
Wow, just sad, really sad. And as you point out, you say how many criminal cases have been tried inappropriately because judges are crowns because of their ignorance. And you also ask, how can the justice system prosecute these cases if they're not educated properly on the drugs involved in these crimes? It's a great question.
Yeah, the judge even said himself, I have no idea what to relate this to. I don't know if the two bottles of 85 mils of methadone that he gave Katana or she gave Katana are equal to an ounce of cocaine, a gram of cocaine. I have no idea what context this is. I don't know how much it takes to kill somebody. They didn't even know if it was an opiate, if it was considered an opiate, which it is. It's,
yeah.
it's in that category. It's a Schedule I drug, just like heroin, cocaine, and it's in that class for a reason.
Now, I know that with the previous government, you've had some struggles in getting them to even acknowledge that there was a problem with prescription drug abuse. But throughout it all, Leo Glavin, who was then the Liberal health critic, stood by your side. He is now the health minister. He'll be at this meeting tonight in Sackville. Do you expect that attitude, that the government's attitude in this, will change now under Leo Glavin and the Liberals in power?
I don't think so. As long as, you know, people like myself and other people who want change are realistic about what change can occur and understand.
But will this government take this issue more seriously than the previous government?
Oh, definitely. I feel Leo is actually the most well-educated on this subject out of any politician I have met in the province. So when I heard of his appointment, I was very happy. I don't think this, to make a real impact in this, it's not a matter of dishing out millions of dollars and setting up all this infrastructure. It's really about enforcing policies that we already have in place, regulation, legislation, and making people accountable and making sure that all the programs we already have in place are working the way they're supposed to be working.
What time's that meeting tonight, by the way?
Pardon me?
What time is the meeting tonight?
It is at 7 o'clock, and it's at the Sackville Public Library.
All right. Trina's given us a call here this afternoon. Hi, Trina.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Listen, Amy, actually, I don't know if you remember, I wrote to you before. My mom today actually be 14 years today that she committed suicide from prescription medication. And she had mental illness. She had paranoid schizophrenia. And the scary thing is that this was all, like, prescribed stuff. Like, this wasn't anything like, you know, cocaine or heroin. This is, like, prescription drugs that you could get from a doctor. And, like, she was able to save them for 6 months and take them all.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very sad. And, I mean, we need to do something to change the culture. Mm-hmm. Of you know, drugs, to let people see that just because it's a prescription drug, it doesn't make it any less dangerous.
No question. Good call. Thanks, Katrina. And Amy, your broader issue, though, is the abuse of prescription drugs, the people who are willingly or unwillingly or unknowingly mixing prescription drugs, perhaps at times they don't even know what the pills are, but mixing mm-hmm. them with booze, that took the life of your brother and some other people in around this province.
Oh, most definitely. That is what initiated my campaign and my cause. But I do see what Treen just said about how it's not just the people who are going out seeking these drugs or happen to be at a party and accept an offer. There are lots of people in the province who are prescribed these for legitimate pain and take it as prescribed. Just because you take it as prescribed still does not mean that it's safe and effective. And most of the doctors, when all of these drugs came out and were heavily advertised, were educated by pharmaceutical companies. Even the drugs that the Health Canada approves, all of the information that they base their approval on they only look at the information submitted by the pharmaceutical company itself. And that's all they will allow to base their decision on, which I think is kind of outrageous because they're only accepting the information from the people who stand to make a profit off this. Mm-hmm. How good, you know, how well can we trust these clinical trials? And it's been proven over and over again with each lawsuit and new class action, you know, against drug companies, that where we come to find out what they're advertising this as and teaching doctors is not appropriate and is not the truth.
Have you noticed a change in attitude in police since you first started your campaign, Amy?
I do in the Annapolis Valley. I can say that for a fact. I really think that after my complaint and everything was kind of ironed out and all the police in that area were given the proper protocol, that since there has been lots of investigations, such as the Katana McDonald's case, that was investigated as a crime from the moment, you know, they took her to the hospital. There was also charges laid after that of an overdose that somebody lived, but that person who provided the drug to the person who overdosed was charged for trafficking because they trafficked to the person that showed up at the hospital and was sick. But I do see deficiencies in the rest of the province, especially in HRM. I mean, I know many families who have been, this has been going on for 2 years, asking, you know, is my son or daughter's case going to go to trial? They have confessions. They know who did it. And they just keep saying it's not in the public interest to try these people for trafficking.
All right. Tonight, again, 7:30, you said?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Sackville Community Center.
At the Sackville Public Library.
All right. 7 p.m. at the Sackville Public Library.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good luck tonight, Amy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Amy Graves, and she's with the group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets. And again, so there's no confusion, 7 o'clock tonight at the Sackville.